This is the CheckaPro Radio Show. CheckaPro Joe has assembled a team of pre-qualified home service contractors to bring you the latest in services, products, and techniques. Now, here's your host, the man with a hard hat and tool belt, CheckaPro Joe.
Alex Dalton is joining me here from Eco Garage Doors in Austin, Texas. He is a garage door expert. I love the fact that I get to bring garage door experts, actually home improvement experts from across the board, onto my program here. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing good, Joe. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. We're going into a cooler time of year, and you guys are busy all year round because when that garage door spring decides to break, or when any other part fails on a garage door, it really doesn't discriminate. When it's hot, it does it, and when it's cold, it does it. Now, I've heard when we have cold weather, we're more likely to have some issues with our garage doors. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. With those extreme temperature changes, especially here in Texas, and being so hot to so cold, just puts more stress on those parts. Those springs will kind of break a little bit more often around this time of the year when it gets colder. It's our busiest time of the year, actually.
Yeah, so, you know, let's talk a little bit about the science of this without getting too deep. I understand in extreme temperatures, that spring, which is under tension, it's ready to do its job, which is to bring that door up. It's there to balance the door. When we have extreme temperatures, let's say a cold snap, that change can really wreak havoc on the tension of that spring. It can literally just go bang and pop.
Exactly.
And when it does, it means the garage door spring doesn't work. And when the garage door spring doesn't work, you cannot lift that garage door. It is there to make the garage door go up and down easier. It is there for that garage door opener to easily open and close that door. Beyond springs, other issues too. Proper lubrication. That's important when we change temperatures as well. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the lubrication is always important. You know, with the temperature change, things can dry out, damage those rollers with no lube on the track. Those can get worn down. The spring even needs to be lubricated to the hinges. Pretty much a well-lubricated door throughout the year is very important to have with the temperature changes, so your door is always functioning when you need to get out of that garage.
I recommend minimum once a year to have a professional garage door company like Eco Garage Doors come out and maintain your garage door. What are they going to be looking for? They're going to be looking for some changes in the shift of the door, possibly the track may move, lubrication, tightening everything up, and they're going to look at that spring as well. What else would you be looking at, Alex?
Your bottom seal, your hinges, your bearings. Everything that's on that door that's a moving part, we take a look at. We'll replace for preventative maintenance. Make sure that your door is A-okay for the years to come.
For more information about Alex and his company, go to ecogarages.com. Just go to Google, type it in, ecogarages.com. For more information and for some more educational podcasts, just go to Google and type in Eco Garage Doors, and you will see a list of podcasts where Alex and I talk about the garage door to help you. In the description of this podcast, all the contact information you need to get a hold of Alex and his team at Eco Garage Doors. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe, for having me.
CheckaPro is your local source for pre-qualified contractors. Stay tuned for more of the CheckaPro Radio Show.